So Trevor, why has Malaysia become Italy's dumping ground?
Mainly because in the past they wanted these materials, the plastics and also the paper, the cardboard and some other materials, to help them in their production of various products, packaging and so forth. So they were actually actively seeking these materials. They didn't have necessarily good recycling systems in country, and so they had to get these source these materials from outside in other countries such as Australia and obviously Italy in this instance as well.
So what are the legal ramifications that this has for Italy? What kind of response can we expect from the EU given that they have gone against the EU's rulings?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting interesting case because often the I guess the rules about what you can export to another country or what can you import into your own country is mainly about hazardous waste, and sort of obviously plastic is not necessarily a hazardous waste per se. But as we're finding now, then there's a lot of contaminants. There is a lot of hazardous materials in the bottles and so forth. So it's going to be a really interesting process to see because partly it's not complying with either Italy or EU rules, but it's also not complying with Malaysian rules as well. So whoever's importing it from Malaysia obviously also has to bear some form of responsibility as well.
Mm. So how have Italian companies been able to get away with illegally exporting this waste for so long?
Mainly because the rules, as I was saying, are sort of round about hazardous waste. You know, you have to get a permit or a license. There's a variety of different ways of essentially the same sort of system across the world. And where recyclables in the past haven't been included in that type of permit system. So it's been fairly easy to basically put it onto a ship and take it away. And as long as they've got somebody who's prepared to accept it in this instance, Malaysia, then all's good. We have the situation in Australia where the federal government has said they're going to ban the exports of particular materials. So that then brings up the thing, if you want to export it, you have to get a permit or you're not allowed to basically leave the country. So it's just because there's different rules in different countries, but also the level of enforcement can be different as well.
So Malaysia's soil and landscape, obviously, in a very, you know, ecologically minded world that we live now, what are the impacts going to be and how is the cleanup going to affect the country?
Yeah, that's a really good question because often the rules in these countries weren't as strict as in other countries. But, for example, Malaysia has really, I guess, tightened it a little bit more in more recent times. The problem is the material is in their country at the moment. What they're doing is when a container arrives and it's not up to the standard, then the Malaysian authorities send it back to the originator, to the country where it came from. So that resolves that sort of issue. But for the material that's there, they've really got a couple of choices. They're either going to have to put it into a landfill or they're going to have to spend time and effort and resources in cleaning it up so that they can actually use the plastics. But then there's all the other material that needs to be managed and disposed of correctly as well.
So given recent revelations about Australia's own recycled exports, particularly with plastics, what can we learn from this relationship between Malaysia and Italy?
What we've got to, I think, learn is that we can't rely on overseas markets for our materials. I think that what we've got to do is ensure that there's systems in place that we can use. Well, first of all, I should say we should be looking at avoidance. And I know that one of the major supermarket chains just this week has said it's going to seriously look at reducing packaging, you know, from the vegetables, fruit and veggie department, which is a great move if that happens. We also have another announcement this week where one of the main waste management companies is working cooperatively with councils and also some users of plastic to, I guess, close the loop. They're the sorts of things that we really need to be doing so that we don't rely on having to send any material overseas unless there's quite clear, I guess, proof that it's going to be used and not dumped or burnt or cause any adverse environmental health and safety or health risk to the community.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Trevor, very much for joining us here on The Daily this morning. Pleasure speaking with you.
No problem. My pleasure.